My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's a difficult thing to talk about because we all love Jim. And again, that was one of the major takeaways I've always ever had, where it was a really eye-opening experience to hear him speak extemporaneously for, 8 straight minutes and not repeat anything about the preview right off the top of his head, driving down the highway. And I just went, well, you got a lot you got to learn here. And I'm glad I've been able to soak up everything I could. And still had a lot to learn watching Jim do play-by-play. So we're definitely going to miss him in that booth. They're going to miss him in that booth, and we're definitely going to miss hearing him on Sundays. And again, prayers to him, his family. Again, his daughter Megan's wonderful. She is also an Akron alum. Wonderful woman. His wife Cheryl's wonderful. The whole family's great, and we're going to miss Jim in the booth. He is the best in the league to do it. And that's not just it's not something you say. Like I said Jim's the best, and I got one person. I got a couple of psychos yesterday on social media. I don't know why it bothers me to this level. It's like, hey man, like I do believe in Cleveland history. I do believe in paying attention to this sort of thing. I know that there was Gibbs Shanley and Jimmy Dudley and Ken Coleman and Casey Coleman and. You know, a lot of people, like Joe Tate in basketball, Herb Score, Tom Hamilton. Yeah, you kind of always go with what you have. I mean, some people made it a generational thing. I don't know why yesterday was the day people decided to have that argument. But yeah, you kind of make it a generational thing. And if there's a 75-year-old man listening right now, he probably thinks that Nev Chandler was the greatest to ever do it. Well, I'm a 38-year-old sure. man, and I listened to Casey Coleman, and I loved Casey Coleman, and I love Jim Donovan. And I know Jim Donovan personally, and I'm proud to have learned some things from Jim Donovan. And I hope I kept my ears as open as I possibly could. And I hope I soaked as much of it in as I could because I think he's the best to ever do it in football.
Yes, sir.
And we've been blessed with a dynasty of voices in this city calling games for teams that at times were wonderful, at times teams were terrible, and they've all been willing to tell the truth on all those teams.
Yesterday was an absolute gut punch, and I don't think there's another way to say it. I was crushed when I saw that news, and truthfully, for as much of a gut punch as it was, I don't know that it even feels real yet for me, for a lot of people, and I think it's going to feel very real when you turn on the Browns Radio Network September 8th, and they're taking on the Cowboys, and someone other than Jim Donovan's on the call. And, you know, when this happened last year, as Jim was seeking some treatment for his cancer, and you knew that it was rough, but you also hoped that it was temporary. This isn't temporary. You had that hope, well, Jim's going to be back soon. And Jim was back, and Jim did a great job once he was back at the end of last season. But now, Jim's not coming back. And that's the thing that I think when we hear somebody else on the call September 8th, it's going to feel very – I think it's going to feel even worse than it does today.
Yeah. Couldn't have said it better. But I think that's how a lot of people feel. It's been a difficult thing to process here. Inside of 24 hours. 216-474-0092. We got Coming In Hot coming up at 9:40, and we'll have the Sharps in Vermilion week two. They have left Chez Francois from the text that I got. That the lines are out for high school football. Only you and I can do this. Danny is not allowed to participate.
I gotta recuse myself.
He is an assistant coach at a local high school, and you just, I know from Rick Neuheisel, you better not. You just better stay away from
it. My mic will be off.
There you go. Deshaun Watson, you said you didn't know if he was the reason or not the reason that Brandon Ayuk didn't come to Cleveland.
It's worth thinking about.
I don't think he was the reason that Brandon Ayuk didn't come to Cleveland.
Because, and maybe he's not, and that's great if he's not. But also, the Browns should be in a position with Deshaun Watson where receivers want to come play with him, right? He should be the reason that Brandon Ayuk is a member of the Cleveland Browns because of Deshaun Watson. I can't say for certain that he is or isn't the reason Brandon Ayuk is still on the 49ers and not with the Browns. But what I know is that it's been reported the Browns offered him more money than San Francisco just signed him for, more money than the Pittsburgh Steelers offered. The Niners and the Browns agreed on compensation in terms of a trade, and Brandon Ayuk is still not a member of the Cleveland Browns. So that just leads me to question, okay, if all of those things are true, which I have no reason to doubt what Adam Schefter is reporting here, if all of those reasons are true, why did Brandon Ayuk not want to be in Cleveland? More money? We like to think this is a good football situation. What was it about this that made him not want to be a member of the Browns? I just can't help but wonder if it's the quarterback play.
What was it about where he wanted to become a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers where their quarterback play, I would say, is worse than ours?
I agree. I agree that it is worse than ours, and that's why I can't wrap my head around maybe it is Watson. Maybe he's low on Watson, because I think in a lot of areas,
but wait, he wanted to go to Pittsburgh, but their quarterbacks are worse.
Right, and that's why
Why would it be anti-Watson then? If you had the choice, I'm not playing with Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. Right. I'd rather play with Deshaun Watson.
That's what I would think too. But I can't get inside of Brandon Ayuk's head. I'm trying to figure out what this might be. Maybe it is just because he wanted to play for Mike Tomlin. Maybe that's all this was. But okay, that's great. But why didn't you want to play for the Browns? I almost think that this is something that has nothing
maybe
to do with any other
thing.
Team.
Maybe it was a Cleveland thing, like Nathan said. I'm not sure.
Which would be a shame.
But also, I got to make sure that we had the right type of person that would play for this football team, because I had to highlight both things that happened before. Right now with Deshaun Watson, excuse me, at $230 million, that was the reason that he came here. I know that there's nice convenient stories about offenses and what, but it doesn't make sense when you were the first team out at 10:30 on a Thursday morning.
Right.
Also, when I go back to Odell Beckham Jr., he had a very nice season here, but it didn't end the way we wanted it to end with Odell Beckham Jr., and he did not want to be here the very get-go. And we remember the situation that happened, I think, Halloween weekend, or close to trick-or-treat weekend, I remember, when they played over in New England, and you had the whole conversation about families sitting together and telling them to come get him and all that other stuff. I think that when you get guys that don't necessarily want to be here, and even though we can have an infectious personality on people, and Myles Garrett has certainly made his home here and his established roots here, and I know Nick Chubb is beloved here, and he's not from Cleveland, Ohio, or from the Ohio area at all, and there's been plenty of others, even though we kind of do that, you know, those guys are draft picks. When you trade for guys, and it becomes that mercenary type feel. We believe in our own here. It's a very close-knit big city. So we take draft picks as if they were born here. When it comes to trades, we do not treat them that way. We treat them, with the exception of a very few, and I bet I could name it on one hand, traded players to this area that have become beloved. How many can you name off the top of your head?
Is Amari Cooper beloved?
Amari Cooper's well-liked. I don't think Amari Cooper's beloved.
Then I don't even know. And I mean, part of it is the NFL historically has not been a very big players get traded places.
But I think historically
but you're right. And I think a big part of this, I think a very big part of this is not whether or not you actually want to be here when you get here. It's how you embrace the city once you are here. It's how the city embraces you once you are here. Because you can say that about Deshaun Watson. And I think because of the off-the-field stuff, the baggage that Watson brought along with him when the Browns traded for him, there's been a very, very large part of this fan base that has been very slow to embrace Deshaun Watson. I think Deshaun Watson has not necessarily embraced the city, and I understand why. And I think that's part of the reason why we feel that way.
Wait, you think he hasn't embraced the city or the city hasn't embraced him?
I think it's kind of both ways. I don't think that he necessarily...
I think he's tried.
He's tried, I think it's a really difficult thing for someone in his situation.
But it's been 3 years, and I think that he's coming to the understanding here of the reality that there's just going to be some people who, unless you play to an outstanding level, they are right. not going to start to like you, and they don't. There's a good population of people that just aren't down. We had the callers earlier. They're just not down with him. And the thing I'm most worried about the most when it comes to his play is him turning on the fan base and just assuming that the fan base is never going to like him and wallowing in that if the play isn't good. If the play is good, they'll treat this as a business transaction and they'll like him. But love him the way they would if he were drafted? No.
No, they won't.
216-474-0092. We got people here. We'll get to you guys coming in hot. 216-474-0092. Please keep your comments within the boundaries of good taste. Coming in hot, coming up next, and week two, the Sharps in Vermilion, next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.